Thank you for listening to The Regime. I'm Yenny. This is at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Waterloo Region Town Hall, there's a meeting coming up tonight regarding renovictions. And with me on the phone right now is Megan Rutan, and she's she's been resisting evictions since 2017, so she's very much personally involved in this situation. Do you want to introduce yourself, Megan?
Sure. I'm Meg. I have been, as Yenny said, I've been resisting evictions since 2017. I am one of the co-founders of Waterloo Region Acorn. I'm also a climate organizer, and I have been for almost 10 years now, and housing and climate are really interlinked, so my public work and my home life have kind of come together on that.
So that is a little bit ironic that now you're facing eviction yourself when you're involved in this big picture. So what are you seeing locally?
Locally, there's a lot of mass evictions going on right now because the market financialization of housing is gotten so absurd that people landlords are looking to kick people out for whatever reason. A lot of illegal practices going on with landlords. They will tell people that there's a renovation going on. The tenant will move out of the unit and then they'll easily have somebody else come in. We don't have enough rights as tenants. It's really hard to fight this. It's really hard because people don't know what their rights are. There's a power imbalance between landlords and tenants, and there's not enough enforcement or rights for tenants generally.
Right.
That's what I'm seeing.
It's terrifying, actually, because it could literally happen.
It is.
Yeah.
People don't have anywhere to go. The rents just keep going up. There's been no policy to put in place to stop people from being exploited. And then right now we are being evicted for a parking lot. That's what my landlord, Henry Walser, is trying to do, evict us for a parking lot, which, you know, climate organizer, that breaks my heart. I have a big garden in the back. But, you know, we are lucky that we will be able to stay in the community that we've had roots for the last 15 years in. Other people can't. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go that rents affordable.
No.
So it's literally, people are literally being squeezed. It's untenable and terrifying for everyone right now.
So what legal recourse does a person have?
If you're being renovicted, you have first right of refusal. So what that means is that you have the right to come back at the same rent. They have to offer it to you first.
Okay.
And you can say yes or no. So but it's so unenforced.
Oh.
That sometimes people, landlords will actually move new people in without telling somebody, and then you have a whole other conundrum where you have two sets of tenants that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
But again, if the enforcement doesn't happen, there's policy failures in every single level of government right now. And we're seeing, you know, federal, provincial, and municipal, and tenants just aren't being supported.
So this town hall meeting happening, what is that about?
Well, Rob asked me and one of my colleagues, Maribel, who's the co-chair of our local Waterloo Region Acorn, which I'm a co-founder, to be on this panel because rent evictions are such a dire emergency in the region. He was familiar with our work. Maribel gets to talk a bit about her own experience and her work with Waterloo Region Acorn. But I'm coming in from, you know, long-term organizer, what we can do as Waterloo Region Acorn, which is we are direct action. We're a direct action group, so we will sit in front of your house if you're being evicted. We will put pressure, public pressure on political figures locally, but we also advocate very specifically for kinds of change, like a rent eviction bylaw that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing on this panel, is I'm talking about what we can do together collectively to change the housing situation that we're all facing.
Right, and then the first step is to try to get some kind of bylaw in place.
Yes, our very first demands, because we've just launched officially as a chapter, we are asking for a rent eviction bylaw. So we're going to take that to the region. We will probably have to pass it. This is all very, we're starting this now. We'll have to pass it at every municipality, but we're asking for the halt on rent evictions. And we're hoping to work with the city, the municipalities themselves on that, city staff. They're the ones that generally have to put this thing in place. But we're also asking for landlord licensing, because one of the things that I'm finding as I do this work is that we don't know who our landlords are. I didn't know who my landlord was for a couple of years. They hide from us because they don't want to be held accountable. And if you know your landlord, if you know who they are, you can hold them accountable. We're looking for transparency. We're looking for, and landlord licensing would be a fee, but it would be very affordable. And we would be able to, we would know who it is that is in control of our housing. There would be details about whether or not this person is a good landlord, whether they actually do repairs, if they're illegally managing tenants, want them out. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for, rights, more rights immediately, and intervention at the point of harm here for an evictions, and to know for transparency on landlord data.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's really overwhelming. I mean, just being a resident of the area and, just kind of noticing over the years how things are changing and lots of construction happening, lots of development happening, like clearly lots of building have gone up. And it is
it's not affordable.
It's not affordable.
It's not affordable to people who are being unevicted. Mm-hmm. Apartment buildings full of doctors aren't the ones that are in danger. And it's not going away. People shouldn't have to move out of their communities.
No.
And even if I did move out of my community, if people who are facing these things move out of their community, there's nowhere to hide. It's happening everywhere.
No, exactly. So who would be opposing a bylaw that would be protecting tenants?
Well, I mean, property people who are landlords. I don't really see how it could be possible. How if any moral good human would actually see the practices that landlords are performing, the things that they're doing to tenants, and say that it's okay. There's a definite power imbalance, and it leans towards landlords. People who run the landlord tenant board, or maybe I shouldn't say this, all things considered, they're all run by landlords. I mean, a lot of our elected leaders are landlords. People were very much on my landlord side when he was asking for a rezone to evict us. We deserve rights. We are humans. So we have such an epidemic of lack of housing. There's people living in tents, and you wonder where all the tents are coming from. It's because people don't have access to homes that are safe and dignified and it's affordable. I don't want to think about who would deny us this bylaw. We deserve this. It's the very least that we can do, and we're going to be asking for more after this.
Wow. And is there an ACORN rally coming up as well?
There is. There's one Friday, so that's tomorrow at 1 p.m. We are demanding the rent eviction bylaw and that landlord licensing, and we want everybody to be out there. It's at 1 p.m. in front of Kitchener City Hall. This is a huge deal. We really want fundamental change here and to help other places change the housing situation, because, like I said, there's nowhere to hide. And I've been fighting this since 2017, and the only way that we thought my partner and I, like, we had to help co-found this chapter, because other people need help, because not everybody has the organizing experience or the connections to fight the way that we have. And it's going to take all of us, and we're all in this together. So come out to the rally 1 p.m.
All right.
City Hall.
Thank you. I will. I'll see you there.
You will. Yeah.
For more information about ACORN, you can go to acorncanada.org. So now we are here with Robert Deutschmann, and he's a regional councillor and here in Waterloo Region. And it's amazing to see somebody like him involved in housing questions and try to bring awareness and some very important changes that need to be made. So thank you so much, Robert, for coming on to the regime here on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
Thanks, Yanni. Thanks for inviting me on. As you know, I'm hosting a community town hall, virtual town hall, on the issue of rent evictions, and it's entitled "Rent Evictions: Righting the Reno Wrong." And I really became quite upset about some of the stories I've been reading locally about people getting rent evicted and the tactics that are being used. And it sort of got my blood boiling, and I wanted to do something to raise awareness to the issue and hopefully provide people who are going through something similar with some information so that they can fight back.
Right. So what can people actually do?
Well, so in terms of specifics, I'm not a person who actually deals with landlord-tenant matters, but I'm using my platform as a regional counselor to put on this event and bringing forward people who have better expertise than I in this field. So, for example, Shannon Downs from the Waterloo Region Community Legal Services will be there to talk to people about their rights at the Landlord-Tenant Board. Meg Rutan from ACORN, which has been newly constituted here in our region, which is a tenants advocacy organization, will talk about what people can do when they're in those situations. And we're also going to have some first-person experiences, like Meg herself, and also Maribel, who's a resident that lives in the Kingsdale-Vanier area. And she's going to talk about her experiences recently in dealing with someone who acquired a property and then has been attempting to evict people, reno-evict people, and the fight that they're push back against the tactics used by the landlord. So I think in terms of specifics, the best thing you can do is reach out to organizations also like the Social Development Center have specific outreach workers in this field, and they're there to let you know what your rights are, because there are rights that you have, but oftentimes people become disheartened or afraid or fear about the unknown in the future and just leave, not wanting to fight and not really sure what they can do to fight. And so we're saying, hey, you can fight. There are steps you can take. And this town hall is one of the platforms that we're using to give them more information.
That's great. So what initially made you decide to create the town hall, Waterloo Region?
Yeah, so 12 years ago, I was a mayor in North Dumfries Township. And so by virtue of that, I was on regional council. But during my time as mayor, when I first ran, it's the first time I've ever run for anything politically. So I always thought that, people go out during elections and knock on doors and have these policy discussions and, you know, go to listen to people to hear what they have to say about their concerns and issues. And I thought, why do we only have those conversations at election time? Why don't we have these conversations in between elections? And sure, we provide people with opportunities to come see us at a council to give us your thoughts. But I wanted to come up with a format where I actively went out and solicited information from the community. So I used to run physical town halls when I was mayor. We had four wards in North Dumfries, and I'd go to each of the wards once a year. And we'd get 50 or 60 people out. And it was a great opportunity to hear from people about their concerns, answer some of their questions. I would bring staff out. So during this last election, there were some, because of COVID and the rise of Zoom and virtual meetings, there were several virtual town hall or public meeting opportunities during the election. And I thought, this is such a great format that I just wanted to continue using it as an opportunity in between elections to give people an opportunity to talk about issues of interest. And so this will be our fourth one coming up, and I can mention it to you that we're planning on one more this year in November, and it'll be on intimate partner violence or gender-based violence. And so, we're just looking at these topics of the day and bringing speakers who have a lot of knowledge in this area and sharing it with the community.
That's awesome. It's great to hear. It's very contemporary. I like how involved you are. It's rare to see in politicians, really, that they seem to connect with the communities and actually bring some of the topics forward. Like housing is a huge thing. And when I was talking with Megan earlier, we were talking about it's not just happening here locally for us in Waterloo Region. Right. It's happening all across the country and everywhere. Yeah. So very important. All right. So tonight there's going to be a town hall about the rent evictions and righting the rent or wrong. And
yes.
What can people expect after this?
Well, that is the question. And that is the question I struggle with the most. Okay. It's like, it's good to have these sessions and people say stuff, but where does it go from there? Right. What is the next step? What do you do? So, for example, we've had town halls on, poor voter turnout. We had a town hall on amalgamation. We had the last town hall was on drug strategy or lack of. This one's on rent eviction. Next one, like I said, on gender-based violence. So for this, though, on this particular issue, I think I'm interested in seeing what a rent eviction bylaw looks like and what is the possibility of bringing that here. And in fact, there's a couple of bylaws in places like in BC, like in New Westminster, that have introduced these bylaws. And I think essentially these bylaws are just making sure that when somebody is coming forward with some plan, that it's going to be a renovation plan and getting their permit for all of that, that they've provided confirmation to the municipality that everything they're obligated to do is being done with respect to the existing tenant and whatever that may be. And so tenant laws are a provincial matter, but you know, we're dealing with the outfall of all of this. For many people, not many people, but I say for a lot of people, they're a rent eviction away from homelessness.
Yeah.
Because you're paying, let's say, $800 for a one bedroom apartment. Well, now if you get kicked out, you're $2,000 for a one bedroom apartment, or if you can find a room in a boarding house or something for $800, right? So your living conditions deteriorate, your income situation falls apart, and your life falls apart.
It's really terrible to watch, actually.
It's tragic. It's a tragedy right in front of us. And, you know, it's like I saw a headline the other day. It said, I don't know, something like a 40-story tower going up, 12 townhomes to be displaced or removed. And I said, the headline should have said 40 townhomes, 40 stories going up, 12 families being displaced.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that is the human tragedy of this. And we've got to step up. Sure, we want to build a lot of houses. We need to have more housing. But we cannot, in our rush for more housing, lose our humanity in all of this.
Mm-hmm. So who do you see or think would oppose any bylaw changes or protection for tenants? Do you see any opposition to such a bylaw?
I think there would be. There's always opposition to something, right? But I think there would be opposition to any bylaw, anything that adds more rules and regulations, there's going to be opposition, right? I mean, it's just like in Waterloo when they had the rental licensing put in place some years ago. And there was a lot of concern from landlords it's going to add costs and everything else. But the whole purpose of it is to make sure that the places that they're offering are safe for people to live in. So, right. There will be opposition, but I first of all, I got to see if it's something we can even do because, you know, we're in a two-tier regional government. And so I still even myself, I haven't been around for a while dealing with municipal matters and just need to confirm, is it something that the regional level of government can deal with or the area municipalities have to deal with? And if it's that, then I will see if I can get allies on our area municipality councils to bring something like this forward.
That's great. I know it seems very daunting, that's for sure.
The whole thing is, I mean, housing period is daunting. Mm-hmm. I have three daughters in their 20s, and, you know, I go through the same question that I'm sure they go through and a lot of other people go through. Will they be able to afford something? And that's an uncertain situation right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the more of us that come together, the more chance we have to be able to make some positive changes.
Right. It's all about starting with the dialogue, coming up with ideas, and then moving forward with those ideas to see if they're feasible or not. And I think that the town hall is one way of, and we've got, you know, two professors from the university, Dr. Brian Doucette and Dr. Laura Pinn, who are both experts in this field and have an extreme amount of knowledge that they're going to share with our group tonight. And I think people are going to find them to be very informative.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it and see how it goes.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thanks a lot for your interest. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert.
Okay, all the best, Yanni. Bye-bye.
Bye. For the latest about the Waterloo Region Community Town Halls, that is WR Community Town Halls, you can go to wrcommunitytownhalls.ca. This is Yenny at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo here in the Waterloo region, Kitchener-Waterloo and the Tri-Cities with Cambridge. Thanks for tuning in. 8 p.m. on Thursdays, bi-weekly for the regime. Also check out CKMS Community Connections. Find updated schedules on the calendar for Radio Waterloo at www.radiowaterloo.ca. Thanks a lot.